evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 17th of April. It's Friday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. What a beautiful day we had here in Washington, folks. It really, really was just absolutely beautiful here. We don't get many days like this in D.C. What can I tell you? I spent most of the day outside and enjoyed this wonderful weather. Now I am here with you to rant and rave. Got a lot to talk about here this evening. Some humorous things, at least humorous in my opinion, probably not humorous to the people who I'm going to be talking about. But I did want to share with you a very nice and interesting email I received from one of our listeners, Heather. She says, "Hi, Michael. I just wanted to say that it's really awesome you were talking about the whole Gaza Zoo issue so much. I'm a big animal rights advocate, and I know from experience you don't hear people concerned with Jewish power also talking about the welfare of animals very much, hardly ever, in fact." She says, "I'm actually a vegetarian for animal rights reasons, and it is difficult being a vegetarian, but at the same time having a lot of views which are negative about Israel and Jews." Listen to this, folks. This is a very interesting point she makes here. "It seems like people want you to be in one camp or the other. If you care about animals, you're supposed to be in the super liberal, hippie, love everyone, including Israel and Jews camp, or you're in the hunter, conservative, animals were put here by God for our exploitation camp. It's very frustrating," she says. "So I'm really happy to see you don't pigeonhole yourself into only one ideology, but are able to be objective and see that animals deserve respect, too. I really hope you keep talking about the Gaza Zoo and getting people involved. Your program has become," oh, this is nice. She says, "Your program has become my favorite since you have really been outspoken about your concern for animal welfare." Well, Heather, thank you for that email, which is a nice email, and thank you for making that very perceptive and important point. You know, it goes beyond the issue of animal rights here. It's just that so many people, as I wrote back in an email to Heather, I used to talk all the right, quote-unquote, conservative lines as I read it in newspapers like Human Events, or as I now call that newspaper, Inhuman Events. You know, standard conservative Republican rhetoric. And I've come to see, folks, that conservative Republican rhetoric is really, in many respects, a lot of garbage. And I do have to remind all the people out there who call themselves patriots, the people who call themselves nationalists, then there's the white nationalists and the white separatists and the thises and the thatses. We have to be very, very careful not to allow the Republicans to co-opt our movement, particularly now that there is a liberal Democratic administration in office. It is very, very tempting to fall into the Republican camp for many people and to align themselves with the Republican Party at this time, but that is one hell of a mistake, because the Republican Party, which governed this nation for many of the last years, is responsible for many of the big problems we have in our country today. That includes the flood of illegal immigrants that came into this country thanks to Ronald Reagan. Yes, it was that great Ronald Reagan. It was that great Ronald Reagan who racked up an incredible national debt that's spiraling ever upward. Don't blame that on Bill Clinton or Janet Reno. You can't blame it on Barack Obama. No, folks, we have to be very, very careful to not let ourselves be led over the cliff by these Judas ghosts who call themselves Republicans. More about that when we come back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Michael Collins Piper here. Just had a nice chat with John Statmiller off the air or on the air or something like that. Anyway, before I went to the break, I was talking about, I read this interesting letter from email from Heather, and I do want to echo her comments again. To be for animal rights and be for animal welfare doesn't mean necessarily that you're against hunters or hunting, which I'm not. Hunting is a major part of conservation in this country, and a lot of people don't understand that. And of course, you know, look, I eat meat. I am kind of leaning a little bit more towards vegetarianism these days just because I've kind of lost the taste for, well, poultry, which is what I always mostly used to eat. But in any case, we sometimes get bound up in this idea that we have to be steadfast on every single issue, that we're either quote-unquote conservative or quote-unquote liberal. Well, those terms are very much out of date. Fortunately, there are many, many people who call themselves patriots. I've never liked that term myself, but so many people use it. I use it generally here on the show as a catch-all phrase sometimes. But I have noticed that the people who are patriots have come to a bigger and better understanding of the realities of modern affairs and how things really work, in a sense, in a way that the basic, standard, traditional, quote-unquote, conservatives do not. So that's good. That's good. But as I say, we have to be very, very careful that we don't allow the Republicans to lead us over the cliff. You know, I hate to throw water on the tea parties, but you know, I didn't realize until I and American Free Press had some great coverage of the tea parties this week, and I know a lot of good people were involved with them around the country, but you know, I didn't realize how much of a production of Fox News the tea parties were. And that in itself is enough to make me suspicious. I mean, I understand this character, Alan Keyes, spoke here at the Tea Party in Washington. This guy is a criminal. He's a criminal in several respects. I'm going to talk about Alan Keyes one night on the show in detail. But he's taken a lot of people for a ride, and a lot of good people have thrown in with Alan Keyes because it's a feel-good thing for them. They say, oh, I'm not a racist. I like Alan Keyes. I'm supporting Alan Keyes for this or that or whatever. So, again, folks, we got to be very, very careful that we don't allow this crowd around Fox News, these Judas goats, they are internationalists, ladies and gentlemen. They are internationalists. They are not patriots. They are not nationalists. They are part of this whole New World Order scheme that we talk about, and yet they mask it in patriotism. Don't let them mislead you. Don't. Well, I'm mad, folks. I'm always mad. I'm mad about a lot of things. Some people would say I'm mad in the sense that I'm crazy. Well, my friend Frederick Tobin of Australia, here's a story. An alleged Holocaust denier wanted in Germany was found guilty of criminal contempt in Australia for defying court orders to stop publishing quote-unquote offensive material on the Internet. Frederick Tobin, 64, was convicted in the federal court on 24 counts of contempt of court after continuing to publish material about Jews and the Holocaust on his Adelaide Institute website, despite 2002 orders to stop. That is, orders in 2002. Judge Bruce Lander said Tobin, who will be sentenced later this month, had steadfastly refused to comply with the law. He did not accept, that is Tobin, that freedom of speech, quote, does not include the freedom to publish material calculated to offend, insult, or humiliate or intimidate people because of their race, color, or national or ethnic origin. Tobin told reporters he did not regret his actions. Frederick said, if you believe in something and you want to have that freedom to express your opinions, then you should be prepared for sacrifices. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Frederick Tobin, I know Frederick Tobin. I've spent a lot of time with Frederick Tobin on several continents, really. He's an intellectual. He's a gentleman. I have never heard him make one remark calculated to offend, insult, or humiliate, or intimidate people because of their race, color, or national or ethnic origin. In fact, you know, this guy, Frederick Tobin, here we're talking about, he actually used to teach in Africa, and the people he was teaching in Africa were of considerably darker color than Frederick Tobin. So this is a man who has traveled internationally, who has mixed with all manner of people, all races of people, and he's an educator by profession, ladies and gentlemen. And why is he, what has he been convicted of? Although, despite all this fancy rhetoric, what they're saying, this material calculated to offend, insult, or humiliate, or intimidate people because of their race, color, or national or ethnic origin, what is it, ladies and gentlemen? Was he using the N-word? Was he calling for Jewish people to be crucified as the Jews crucified Jesus Christ? Was he calling for Jews to be drowned in the Pacific Ocean? Was he calling for Jews to be rounded up and put in concentration camps? No. All Frederick Tobin did was express viewpoints, arguments, facts, opinions, and ideas about the nature of what we know of as the Holocaust. So he may be going to jail for this, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do about this? How much, you know, it's going to happen here in the United States. They're working their way around it. They're working their way around towards it. I found it very interesting that Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas was among the people who pitched a fit over the recent report from Homeland Security suggesting that veterans might be recruited by right-wing extremists. And as I said, frankly, I think if we ever do have a revolution in this country, it will be led by some of our veterans, and I can't think of any better people to lead the revolution. But be that as it may, this guy, Sam Brownback, he's one of your good conservative Republicans. He's the guy who, with former Senator Rick Santorum, who was booted out of office in Pennsylvania as he deserved to be, these guys met with a bevy of Jewish groups, including our friends at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and they talked about setting up tribunals on college campuses, a federal tribunal, to literally try college professors and students who were found guilty of making, quote-unquote, anti-Israel or anti-Semitic remarks. If you criticize Israel on the campus, that'll be grounds to deny these colleges federal funding and kick professors out of their jobs. And I mean, you know, what the hell is going on, ladies and gentlemen? We, oh my. Well, here's a good laugh. Washington Jewish Week has an article about anti-Semitic vandalism hitting a local congregation. Now, I don't advocate anti-Semitic vandalism, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, if you start looking into it, you find a lot of times this anti-Semitic vandalism, as Laird Wilcox has pointed out in a report he issued years ago, a lot of this vandalism actually comes from the Jewish community itself. But listen to this. Last year, a solitary paintball was launched at the building. Then several months ago, they found a large stack of smoldering papers burning in the parking lot. Then they quote this lady, Miss Bender. She says that when she wears that her Star of David necklace, quote-unquote, sometimes receives, quote-unquote, second looks from fellow consumers when she is shopping in local supermarkets. Well, obviously, she wears her jewelry so that people will see it. She likes jewelry. Ladies wear jewelry, and they're proud of their jewelry, and they want people to look at it. Well, now this lady is mad because she gets second looks when she's shopping in the supermarkets. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo- concept of crossing the lines of left and right. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name, so forgive me for my bad pronunciation. A controversial French comedian is being prosecuted on charges of anti-Semitism. Now, this fellow is black, by the way. His name is Dudani Mabala Mabala. And forgive me, Mr. Mabala Mabala, for probably mispronouncing your name. Anyway, he will go on trial May 5th in Paris. Listen to his crime. He bestowed a bogus prize on Robert Farrison. They describe him as a notorious Holocaust denier in a performance, a comedy performance for an audience of 5,000. This 42-year-old comedian faces a maximum fine of nearly $30,000. Dudon, as he is known, has been barred from performing in most French cities. Well, we'll get more into this when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go get a drink of water.
Here Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Talking about this French comedian, Doudon. He had a performance, a stand-up routine, and an actor dressed as a Jewish concentration camp prisoner awarded Robert Farison a prize for quote-unquote unrespectability and insolence. Obviously a comic performance, and Dr. Farison consented to put in a guest appearance. It says here, Jean-Marie Le Pen, the leader of the far-right National Front, sat among thousands of spectators who cheered and laughed when Farison made his surprise stage debut alongside Doudon. Now, this is interesting. It says, Doudon recently announced his intention to run for election to the European Parliament on an quote-unquote anti-Zionist ticket. Listen to this, folks. That groups together supporters from far-left and far-right political parties. Now, that brings me to my point, a point that I have made a number of times in this program, and I'm going to pound away at it more and more. I think it's time that we have a political party in this country, a political party that focuses exactly on the preponderance of Jewish power in the media, in finance, in the political arena. Focusing exclusively on that issue. Now, the problem is we have candidates who will come out and talk about that, but then they want to talk about other issues that potentially drive away other people. They want to either they'll adopt either a hard left stance on certain issues, or other candidates will adopt a hard right stance, whatever you want to call it, conservative or liberal. There will be people who will say that, oh, well, we have to include abortion, you know, as one of the issues. Or there are people who say, well, we're going to have to include affirmative action and forced racial busing alongside this. No, folks, what we need some candidate out there, some brand new voice, some brand new face, maybe one of our returning military veterans, to get out there and focus on this issue and talk about nothing else but this issue. And it will resonate with people. It will resonate with people, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to scare away a lot of the patriots. A lot of the white nationalists won't go along with it because they'll want the candidate to talk about racial issues. But I'm here to tell you, folks, focusing on Jewish power in the press and in finance and the wrecking of our American economy and the manner in which they've gotten us involved in these senseless foreign wars that are doing so much damage to us morally, politically, in so many ways, financially, to say the least, we do need someone to follow through with that, ladies and gentlemen. That is the wave of the future. That is the wave of the future. We don't need to get into 9/11 or the Kennedy assassination. All this, the attack on the USS Liberty, I think that's an issue right there that could be brought up by a candidate. No question about who attacked the USS Liberty and why. As I pointed out on this program, you know, we can talk ourselves blue in the face about the Kennedy assassination and blame it on Israel, and I do believe that Israel was involved in it. No one has come forward yet to refute my book on that topic. But I have no absolute proof that they did it. But we do know from the testimony of good people like Phil Turney and others that, yes, Israel did indeed attack the USS Liberty. So what I'm saying, folks, is that this issue that I have focused on for so long, some would say effectively, some of my critics would say not so effectively, it's the issue I think that is the cutting edge issue that does unite the right and the left. It cuts across the political spectrum. It's not even a religious issue when it comes right down to it, but it is an issue that needs to be addressed. Another little amusing sidelight. Allison Buchholz, nice Jewish lady from out in Maryland, I guess, has written a book about her husband's in the military, and she's written a book about what's happened to their family as a consequence of military family life. And among the problems they had, it said it was when her husband was deployed in Iraq, I guess, her son regressed in his toilet training and became aggressive. Well, I don't like to talk about stuff like that on the air, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not Eric Huffschmidt or Christopher Berlin. But needless to say, I was concerned when I read this problem with this four-year-old son, because if you will recall, a year or so here ago on the program, I read you the obituary from the New York Times of a prominent psychiatrist, a Jewish fellow who had just recently died, and they said that he had discovered through his extensive research that people who have trouble in toilet training often become anti-Semitic. Well, as I pointed out, I was unable to check with my mother, who unfortunately is no longer with us. I was unable to check with my mother to find out if ever I had had any problems in toilet training. But I do not recall that I did. And I'm a little bit concerned here that Ethan Buchholz, this four-year-old son, may end up becoming anti-Jewish, even though he's Jewish himself, because of his problems in toilet training. Well, enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, more than enough of that. We are going to the break. A couple more comments when we come back, and then we will go to the phones. We do have some callers lined up, including Dave from Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Pfeiffer here. Here is a special project for any of you out there who have any musical capacities. You know, I had the pleasure of living in New Orleans for a brief period in my life. Love that city, love the people there. Had a great time while I was there, made a lot of good friends who remain friends to this day. And there was a very popular song, the New Orleans song called The Audubon Zoo. If you do a Google search on it, you'll probably find it on YouTube, the music and the lyrics. And I have written an alternative version of that. In the song, it's I went on down to the Audubon Zoo and they all ask for you. The monkeys, the camels, the tigers, they all ask for you. Those are essentially the original lyrics of it. I'm reworking the lyrics, though. The Jews went down to the Gaza Zoo, and they killed all of you. The monkeys died, the camels died, only the lions managed to escape you. The USS Liberty went on down to the Mediterranean Sea, and they tried to kill them, too. I say, yes, the Jews tried to kill you all, too. They even bitched about you. Well, anyway, you got a brief idea of it, but I'm telling you, folks, I think someone needs to take my lyrics and put them to music and perform it. So if any of you out there have some musical capacity and you want to sing a song written to my lyrics to the Audubon Zoo, write me at Michael Collins Pfeiffer 1960 at yahoo.com. I think it's kind of a way of taking advantage of a great song. It's got some great music to it. Take a typical New Orleans type jazz, and has the story of the Gods of Zoo, as I said, is a very powerful story that people need to know about. People don't care about the human beings killed in Gaza, but a lot of people do care about the animals, as they well should. As they well should. Well, I'm shuffling papers here. I guess that's about all for now. There's a lot I could talk about here. But I think it's time to go to the phones. We'll go to Dave from Massachusetts. We missed Dave last night, so we're going to bring him up. Dave, what's going on in Massachusetts or around the world?
Happy Buddha, Michael.
How you doing?
Okay. Did you hear me say Happy Buddha?
Happy Buddha?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Happy Krishna.
Okay.
Krishna. No, seriously, Michael. Happy Easter.
All right. I'll take that, too. Whatever you want.
No, you know, I kind of want to get back onto the politics, Michael, but I just, you know, before I actually leave this Easter season, what I'm trying to tie this in a little bit, Michael, with is Dale Crowley Jr. And the, you know, the books he's written and stuff, like What Wrong About Everything But Right About It All and everything,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if I really quite made myself completely clear the other night when I was talking about this, but, you know, I mean, over Easter and everything, I just heard these priests and everything saying stuff, you know, they'll say, Happy Easter, let's celebrate Easter, and then they'll say something to the, and this is just an example, but they'll just say, you know, without Easter, we have no hope, you know? Without Easter, we have no hope and everything. Well, you know, it's presumed, Michael, and everything, of course, that what they really mean, of course, is without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have no hope. But they can't just come right out and put it in straightforward. They got to say, you know, without Easter, we have no hope and everything. But where I'm going with this, Michael, is, and it kind of ties in with Dale Crowley Jr., but I've studied this for years. Now, Dale Crowley Jr. understands it. I'll tell you who else understood it. Even though they were a cult in and of themselves, they were basically a cult, but on this one particular issue, they understood it. And it's the old man Herbert W. Armstrong from the Worldwide Church of God. But, you know, Dale Crowley Jr. is right that we should actually be celebrating the Passover, Michael, on Wednesday, because it's where we got this Friday business, this Friday to Sunday morning, which is really only a day and a half. It's a day and a half, but they were taking Jesus down from the cross because of the Sabbath, the approaching Sabbath. They wanted to take him down from the cross before the Sabbath began. But that wasn't the, like Dale Crowley teaches, Michael, that wasn't the weekly Sabbath. During the feast, the different Jewish feasts and everything, and of course Passover being one of the Jewish feasts, they have what they call the High Holy Days. And they're all Sabbaths. And they're the annual Sabbaths. They're not the weekly Sabbath. But actually, what we celebrate, Michael, is what upsets me, Michael, is I know I'm celebrating the Passover, the true Passover. And as I said, I know this shocks a lot of people, but I can tell you truthfully that the unbelieving Jews that reject Jesus do not have a Passover. Only guys like me have a Passover, people who receive Jesus as their sacrificial lamb. But anyways, Michael, and I really want to support Dale Crowley, Reverend Crowley on this, because, you know, there's a saying, Michael. Have you ever heard the saying, Michael, that a half-truth is a whole lie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A half-truth is a whole lie. Well, you know, it's just, Jesus said that he told, when those Pharisees and everything wanted a sign, they wanted a sign at one point and everything. I believe it's in the book of John. I mean, they want a sign. He says, look, an evil. The only sign that this evil and adulterous generation will get is the sign of Jonah. And he says, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, and I know that's all controversial, Michael, or the great fish, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Well, the Jews this past year celebrated Passover on Wednesday, and they have it right, Michael. But the problem is they don't have a Passover. It's our Passover. But what I'm trying to get at, Michael, is people, these Jews are ripping us off for everything. In other words,
I guess, Dave, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Yeah, well, they're ripping us off for the Passover, and people don't even realize that they're being fed this garbage about Easter. Now, I do an experiment, Michael. I tell these people. I go to these churches, to Mass, or to a Protestant service, and around Easter time and everything, when they're wishing me Happy Easter, I feel, of course, like saying Kiss My Keister when they wish me Happy Easter.
Well, Dave, I tell you what it all comes down to. From my own point of view, as I say, I say my prayers every night, or I try to, and I use a standard old Christian. I use a standard old Christian prayer that my mother taught me when I was a little kid. That doesn't necessarily mean that I believe everything that's in the Bible, everything that's in the Christian doctrine. I may actually have a few Buddhist points of view or Hindu points of view. God knows I may even have some point of view that you can dig right out of the dirty pages of the Talmud. But, I have a personal relationship with my God, and I frequently speak to him in a very candid way, because I don't think that he needs to be. Let's put it this way: I don't need a priest or a pastor or anybody else to tell me how to talk to my God. So I guess what I'm saying here is, whatever people want to believe, if it makes them feel good, it may not be right. Their interpretation may be entirely wrong. But I don't think in the big picture it's gonna have a major impact one way or the other. I mean, for example, like bringing it back to what I was saying earlier, if as I hope some bright young man or even some bright young woman out there were to organize a political party to focus exclusively on this issue of Jewish power of the press and the purse in America today, I don't think they should want to get involved in debating theology, because the thing is, the minute you introduce the subject of theology, you are going to get people pissed off, because everybody has their own theology, and a lot of times it doesn't even go along with the actual church that they belong to. So I guess, Dave, what I'm saying is I think you're spinning your wheels when you're worrying about this.
Yeah. Well, Michael, I'll just kind of, one point I'll make, like, for example, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this, but one of the things I'll say to these Christians is they're so brainwashed, but I'll when they wish me Happy Easter and everything, I'll say, well, I'm not celebrating Easter, I'm celebrating the Passover.
And I'm sure they say, oh, I didn't know Dave was Jewish.
Yeah, they immediately say, oh, I didn't know you were Jewish. In other words, these dumbed-down Christians don't even know that it's the Passover. They actually think of something that they're celebrating Easter or something. They don't even realize that that only Christians have a Passover, and it's not Passover.
Dave, I tell you what, I really have to move on here, but I tell you the best way for you to think of it is it only happens once a year. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. All right, let's go to Jim in Los Angeles. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Jim?
Good, how you doing?
All righty.
Hey, I just had a comment about Philip Rushton's book from about 10 or 15 years ago, Race, Evolution, and Behavior. Do you recall the book?
Yes, I've never read it, but I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Okay, and it was, supposedly controversial because he sort of categorized the world's peoples according, based on their IQ, putting Eastern Asians at the top and Jews roughly in their level and Europeans slightly below them and Sub-Saharan Africans at the bottom and so forth. But anyways, so I was thinking about this. Actually, over the last 6 months, this topic keeps coming up, and I've come across, and I can't remember where, but I've come across some standard deviation studies on European peoples and their IQs. And as I remember, when you look at the standard deviation of the IQ of the Germanic peoples, it's right up there with, say, Japanese and Jews. So my wife said, well, 80% of the world's Jews are Ashkenazi Jews, meaning of Germanic descent. And
I'll tell you what, I know a lot of Germans who would not consider Ashkenazi Jews to be Germans. But I know what you mean, yeah.
Right. So I'm thinking, you know, because the Jews are always going on about, you know, we're the smartest, and Phil Russian put out this book 15 years ago, and it confirms it. See, we're the smart. But, you know, I thought, I wonder, is that because of their Jewishness or because of their Germanness or their Europeanness? And then when you look at these standard deviations of the Germanic peoples, they're right up as high as, you know, the Japanese, which I think are the highest. So I thought, you know, and then all the really highly accomplished Jews are always the ones generally from Germany or Austria or Switzerland or somewhere like that. You know, all the chess champion Jews, all the physicists, the mathematicians, the musicians. So, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that? Are Jews accomplished because of their Jewishness, or is it really just the Germanness and the...
Well, I don't think they have any Germanness in them, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the Jews as a people have mixed with many, many other ethnicities throughout their existence, and there's probably no really pure, quote-unquote, Jewish race, and I don't know what the word is, ethnologist or whatever. But, I'll tell you what, the biggest, best, and also funniest argument I've heard about these IQ tests and these things is, as someone once said to me, and I think probably quite correctly, the reason why the Jews show up the best on the test is because they're the ones that created them, and they're the ones that administer them through the academic system. So, as I say, I'm not even sure that these test results that are cited by so many people are really that reliable in the first place. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as I said, I mentioned here in the show the other night that we were talking with Elena Haskins. I remember my 10-year-old nephew in grade school having a reading and language book that was filled with stories about African princes and Martin Luther King and Chinese emperors and everything but what would be of commonness and general understanding to a nice little German, Scotch, Irish, Swedish kid as my nephew is, and part American Indian for that matter. You know, all of these things in these tests I remember taking the SATs, and the SATs were just like those things that were in my nephew's reading book. I mean, I had to spend more time trying to figure out how to pronounce the names of these African princes than I could trying to figure out what was the right word to be inserted in the paragraph. You know, and I'm a pretty smart guy. I don't think these test results that the Jews are always touting to show their supremacy, which is in fact what they do. I don't think these things are reliable at all. So does that answer your question?
I just want to make one more comment if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's also another angle, which is, you know, when you look at a lot of the Jewish scientists like Einstein and so forth, they always have the German-sounding last name, you know. And I'm thinking that through the centuries, it's that structure that, you know, the German discipline and the structure of thought and the orderliness of the German culture, which rubbed off on them.
Well, and that's an interesting that's a very interesting possibility.
It's more the Germanic Jews are accomplished not because of anything about their Jewishness. It's because they had that benefit of being immersed in the highly disciplined, orderly, structured culture and thinking of the German people.
Well, that I would find that difficult to argue with. I mean, because you know that's kind of how things work. You know, if you have a highly structured culture, an economy, a solid nation, you know, people will, you know, it rubs off on everybody, or at least theoretically it should.
Yeah.
So that'll be one of those great mysteries that we'll never really know the answer to, because the real truth of it all is probably so lost in all these phony studies that, well, we'll just have to wait and find out when we're at the right hand of God and he can tell us everything we didn't know before. All right, Jim, thanks for your call. I'm going to squeeze in one more caller here when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Dave in Illinois. Dave, hang on for the break. And you, ladies and gentlemen, please do likewise. Listen to our sponsors. Support these sponsors because they help make this program and this network possible.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're wrapping up the week and wrapping up the hour. We've got Dave from Illinois aboard with us. Dave, what's going on?
Mike.
I thought we had Dave from Illinois.
Yeah, can you? Yep. Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you, Dave. There, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I know there's been a saying, if you want to discern who the rulers are in any society, you ask, who am I not permitted to criticize? and of course, here we have organized Jewry once again wanting to set up tribunals across college campuses. And they want to mete out punishment for people who say things that they disagree with and they don't like, which, of course, is a blatant violation of the First Amendment. I hope that has crossed the minds of some people. And some of these so-called patriots who are very patriotic, except when the subject of Israel and the Jews comes up.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's just, it's a ridiculous spectacle. It really is. But, you know, the sad thing is you do have people out there that honestly believe that the Jews throughout their whole storied history have never done anything wrong to anybody, and they've only been the victims throughout their history. And that's been a crowning achievement of their propaganda.
Yeah, you know, I've pointed out on this program before that, the Jews were so intensely persecuting the early Christians that the Roman authorities had to introduce legislation to punish the Jews for harassment of Christians. I mean, you know, and we always hear the Jews complaining about how they were alleged to have poisoned the wells in Europe. Well, originally, it was the Jews spreading that rumor about the Christians. We never hear about that. You know what I mean? And I mean, this all goes on and on. I don't need to tell you, Dave, but because you made the point so quite succinctly, but that's exactly what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are allowed to criticize. I mean, everybody is open to criticism in this country except the organized Jewish community. That's just an absolute fact. And like you say, that just goes to show where the real power is in this country. And when you consider the fact that so many people have so many complaints about government policies, but they don't complain about who it is that's controlling the government that institutes these policies.
Right, and you can see all these trial balloons, and I've seen it for over 10 years. You know, they keep floating all these trial balloons, such as, you know, on these television debates and even on the radio, and you can read newspaper columns. It's all these trial balloons about how free speech has limits, and that if people exercise their free speech, and if some group is offended, namely Jews, well, that could lead to another Holocaust. So therefore, we need to be on our best behavior and never criticize them. And,
yeah.
You know, I think, you know, it's just a big red flag, and I certainly hope that there's people that can see through that.
I'm very much concerned right now. The Muslim nations are trying to get this this resolution approved in some form that, you know, you're not allowed to criticize religion.
Yeah.
I think that's a very big mistake because what's going to happen is the Muslims are still going to get criticized by the Jewish controllers of the mass media, and it's just going to give the Jews another lever of power. And I have been deficient and delinquent in not trying to bring this to the attention of my contacts in the Muslim world, which are substantial, and I intend to do that in the coming weeks, and just to let these people know that they may be being taken for a ride by the Jews. They're playing right into the hands of the Jews, and it's a very, very big mistake.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
Dave, thanks for your call.
Yes.
And apologies to those other callers we could not bring up here tonight, but that's called a lack of time. We'll be here next week. In the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming on this, your Republic Broadcasting Network. Good evening, folks. Have a good weekend. See you here Monday.
With recent internet